Well, let's jump to Romans 12:1 real quick. I appeal to you, brothers, by the mercies of God, present your bodies as a living sacrifice. And at this point, you may be like, that's not what I meant when I signed up for this challenge.
Become a ninja warrior.
But it's actually a really beautiful thing. We hear this term a lot. Am I living my best life? And it doesn't exactly feel biblical to a lot of people because it can feel worldly, but I tie it back to Romans 12:1, shifting your patterns and focus to change your life. So it's about renewing your mind, changing the way you think to create a better life for yourself and a life that honors God. Just that challenge for today, when you hear, am I living my best life? It's renewing that mind, changing the way. And so re-energize that, start that today, write that down, think about what that looks like for you. And I hope at this point, maybe your family's become engaged in it, you're having fun with it. Maybe you can do some squats and high fives together. You've probably seen some of the content where we did some teamwork, which was really fantastic.
We don't like watching and that.
I love watching that. And that's what that can be at this point. Have fun with it. If you are laughing, which I will say sometimes drives my kid bananas because they get so focused and they're pretty intense. And I'm old enough where I can laugh now about it. And so for us, okay, let's jump into the moment and check everybody. Are you tired? Are you having fun? Really gut checking yourself on this journey and seeing if you're enjoying it. I will challenge you a little bit. Something may be uncomfortable at first. Can you push past? You will unlock parts of yourself that you will find so surprising. And God is just going to be like, yeah, I feel like he's there with the high five being like, this is what I wanted for you. And you have challenge. And you'll also start to challenge yourself in other areas of your life. That's a continued blessing.
So I can imagine God's high five is even harder than Maggie's high five. Yeah. Wow, Maggie.
Or your high five.
Whenever Maggie and I see each other, it's like, bam.
How hard can we hit each other's hands?
So the renewing of your mind, of course, that applies to every area of our life. And
absolutely,
what we're talking about this month is honoring God with our bodies, mm-hmm, right? Honoring God with our physical being. A lot of times, I think we can neglect that, mm-hmm, the physical, mm-hmm, side of things.
As Christians, we want to focus on almost every other area except for the physical at times, because that's easy to say, oh, that's just, I'm not into physical appearance or image. But it really matters, because if I'm, you know, heading into my 50s and I don't have energy to do the things God is putting on my plate, then am I living my best life for him and for the people around me?